Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ann Baum is here, too. Ann is a new friend. She's a Lehigh Valley Vice President the Lehigh Valley Executive and Vice President for Capital Blue Cross in the Lehigh area. She's the author of a new book called Small Mistakes, Big Consequences, Develop Your Soft Skills to Help You Succeed. She's our new friend, Ann Baum. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. So, Ann, I enjoyed spending some time with your book. And what I thought about when I read about the way you describe different individuals, different types of people who present themselves to the world in different ways, the transmitter, the solver, the moocher, the celebrity, the blamer, et cetera, et cetera. All I could think about was something I was taught many years ago, decades ago, and that was how to practice being a self-analysis, how to practice being self-aware and conducting self-analysis after you've been in an interchange with someone, an exchange with someone, which if you're going to have another one, makes it the one before the next one. What do you think about self-analysis?
Well, I think self-analysis is really important, not only as you're going into an engagement, a presentation, an encounter, thinking about how you can present your best self, but also after you have engaged in whatever it is that you have done, whether it's a presentation, a sales call, a meeting, looking back and saying, here's what I did really well, here's where I can do better next time. And so constantly looking at what you can do to be the best version of yourself as often as possible, and then also recognizing that everybody makes mistakes, learn from the mistake, move forward. Don't continually beat yourself up about it.
That's exactly right. And realize that every interchange that you have, every exchange you have with someone else is a learning opportunity. You get smarter. But this, what you just said is so important. And especially if you're in the business of convincing other people, of talking to them about your ideas. If you're a salesperson, if you're a leader, if you own a business, if you're managing people, if you're responsible for making things happen, part of that responsibility is encouraging other people to come along with you, right? And no one wants you to, we don't want you to not be you, but sometimes a lot of Jim Blasting, too much of Jim Blasting game is too much, and I've had to learn that over the years.
Well, and I think one of the things that everybody does, and it's no criticism of it, but we're constantly focused on ourselves and what we want to say mm-hmm. and what we want to accomplish.
Well, it's because I love me.
Well, yes, of course, and you should love you, Jim. It's very important to love yourself. But it's also important to love the person that you're engaging
right.
with, or at least give them the opportunity to communicate to you the message that they're trying to deliver. And that's mm-hmm. when you really learn. When you take the time to step back and listen to somebody else, then you can really move that relationship and conversation forward.
That's what you learn in professional selling, is that one of the things that I learned a long, long time ago is that the information I seek is not in my head. I already have that. The information I seek is what's in your head. And I'm not going to get that information, that gold, out of your head if I try to be me too much. If I don't let you be you and allow you to shine, allow you to come out in front of me, if I don't do that, then I'm not going to get what's inside your head, which is where my gold is, if I'm selling or if I'm leading. What do you think?
I agree with that. And that's where the magic is. When you step back and listen to what somebody else is delivering to you, match that up with what you have in your head, and then come up with a mutually beneficial solution, that's when you achieve results.
And that's how relationships are born and sustained, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Whether they be customers, with customers, or with employees, or with our family. I have dear friends that I've known for decades, and they're not perfect, and I'm not perfect, but we still love each other because we get over each other. You know what I mean? And so, but we also have to let the other person be who they are. So, I love your list of types of types that you describe in your book: the transmitter, the solver, the table groomer, the moocher. I want to come back to the table groomer in a minute. Talk to us about the transmitter.
Okay. The transmitter is really the ultimate non-listener. This is somebody that only cares about spitting out what's in their mind. They're constantly talking, constantly trying to push their agenda, and never get you the opportunity to participate in the conversation. Mm-hmm. And they also don't listen to the person with whom they're engaging. So often they turn people off and put people in an uncomfortable position because the other person can't get a word in edgewise.
Yeah. And then you've got several others. And the truth is, all of us are like this to some degree sometimes in our lives.
Yes.
We all have the tendency to do this. But the one of the things I learned a long time ago was something called a mannerism. A mannerism, oftentimes people think a mannerism is a gesture that you, or if you say, you know, all the time, or if you always, you know, you repeat yourself or something like that, or you're constantly making the same gesture with your hand. Those are mannerisms. Those are distracting to whoever you're talking to. They're watching for that because it's so repeatable and predictable. They're watching for that, and they're not listening to you. And a transmitter who's, as you said, always like that, that's also a mannerism, isn't it?
It is. And the key with paying attention to how you're delivering messages is to really think about what are those things that you do generally subconsciously that distract people from the message that you're trying to convey. So are you somebody that just constantly talks over somebody? Do you pepper your sentences with kinda, sorta? Are you doing things that really get in the way of making a good connection with somebody? And when you can master those...
Hold on to that thought, Ann. I got to take a quick break. Ann Baum, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. Her book is called Small Mistakes, Big Consequences. We're going to talk more about our personal brands after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.